Well, good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, 2022. I was thinking last night, I was driving here, and I was thinking it's going to be 200 years before we have 2022. Yeah, that's going to be, but by then we won't have to worry about how to say it. But can you imagine the changes that will take place between now and the time that it's 2222? I mean, 200 years doesn't seem like a whole lot, depending on where you live. You know, your town might be that old and all that. But just in, well, sometime over the Christmas holidays, Deborah and I got, well, we're late to the party, but we started watching Downton Abbey. How many of you? I know, isn't it great? Yeah, and you can't stop until you're done. It's one of those things that's just addictive. But that was 100 years ago that all of that took place. And I'm thinking, well, they were still riding around on horses and marveling at telephones and all. What will we be like in 200 years? What will the Lord have done with this church and our community? It fills me with optimism because there's so much out there, so many wonderful things that will happen. But today, we just pause and we give thanks for a new year. We give thanks for the opportunity to minister together, and so we're going to do that. And I just hope that the holidays were a great experience for you. I have really only one announcement that I need to make, and that is that the crew is going to be doing work tomorrow to take down, at 8 o'clock in the morning, to take down the Christmas decorations. You'd be surprised. They actually come down a lot faster than they went up. And I think it's because, I'm not sure if it's Frank who hangs on to the thing and swings like Tarzan, and just in one loop, he's whoop, 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 and it's done. And yeah, he's amazing. And so it'll be back to our normal, beautiful sanctuary, but that'll be tomorrow. And anyone can come and help. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they often will have refreshments and coffee and stuff like that, too. So look forward to that. Anyone, men, women, kids, if you can help, we can use your help. And let's see. I think that's all of the announcements that we need to make at this time. Oh, yeah. So we do have a congregational meeting next Sunday. This is required by the Book of Order for the pastor's terms of call. It's a meeting that takes about 30 seconds, but.
George. Yeah, just an announcement. The Holy Spirit group will be starting again this Wednesday, 10 o'clock, over in Eubank Hall, and will be the last segment of what we were doing before, and then we are handing out books for new study on the Book of John. And so I have the books all in, and there's even a few extra books. So if people want to join us for the first time, we'd be happy to have you.
Awesome. This is great. This, I'm not sure what the sign language was.
No,
we can't. Oh, yeah, we'll catch those as soon as I finish. Okay. All right, we're figuring it out. All right, you ready for, did you have a nice Christmas Eve service? Wasn't that lovely? I know. I thought it was an absolutely beautiful time to be together, and it set the stage for the whole rest of the week and into the new year and all. So, but we're still the same folks and still doing the same thing, praising the Lord. So let's do that now and turn our thoughts and our hearts over to God for worship.
Thank you. wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our blessed gifts of love, and still is ours today.
The Lord be with you.
For
everything there is a season.
And a time for every purpose under heaven.
A time to worship and a time to adore.
A time to rejoice and a time to exalt.
Worship in all places, for God's heaven walks on the earth.
We shall worship in all seasons, for eternity dwells in our times.
Let us worship God. As the people of God, gathered as the people of God, we confess as the people of God, using the great words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us take a moment to greet each other in the name of Jesus Christ.
of holidays?
We made it to after 1 o'clock because after the ball dropped, we went back home and watched it happen.
Oh, that's when you started watching?
Oh, no. We're on season 3 or 4 now. I don't know. So, do you know the
Toys? You know, I saw bits and pieces once in a while, and I do want to watch the series because, yeah,
I go back and watch it.
Spirited way to move through this service. Thank you so much. That was great. We turn to the book of 1 Kings, and there at the 19th chapter, we find these words. He replied, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way that you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, the king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nishmi, king over Israel. and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Yehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Yehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all those knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him. So Elijah went down from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Just let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? So Elijah left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant. Then we go to the book of Luke, and we begin with the ninth chapter, the 51st verse. And as they approached, time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man came to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord. Let's turn to God for a moment of silent prayer. Amen.